Governor Abbott signed the state's Historic Compassionate Use Act into law in 2015. It allows doctors to prescribe to patients with intractable epilepsy a cannabis oil that's high in cannabidiol, or CBD, and low in THC. He also shared his views on general marijuana use.
I remain convinced that Texas should not legalize marijuana, nor should Texas open the door for conventional marijuana to be used for medical or medicinal purposes. And as governor, I will not allow it.
During the debate, Abbott was asked if he were reelected, would he consider expanding current state law to include more qualifying conditions for medical marijuana, including post-traumatic stress disorder and autism?
More recently, I've had discussions with veterans as well as parents of autistic children and others who make a very strong, compelling case about legalization of medical marijuana. I have seen, however, in other states that authorize that, abuses take place that raise concerns. So I'm still not convinced yet.
But then he added,
what I would be open to talking to the legislature about would be reducing the penalty for possession of 2 ounces or less from a Class B misdemeanor to a Class C misdemeanor.
Jack Finkel, executive director for the Texas chapter of the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, says her group is excited to work with the governor on the issue, assuming he is reelected.
He said he doesn't want people sitting in jails, and we agree with that. People should not be in jail for possession of a plant. So we look forward to having those conversations with the office.
Abbott faces the voters on November 6th. The legislative session begins on January 8th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.